DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com.
I'm tan in the other picture as well. I don't think that's how we start.
Isn't there something we say to start the show?
You say that. Go ahead. Let's kick this pig.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the Acer C720 Chromebook, 11.6 Haswell Micro Architecture 4GB model. Not the 2GB model. No, no, no. That's a piece of crap. But make sure you check out the 4GB model. You can find them on the web at the Acer C720Chromebook.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a online discount. I was going to cloud-based discount. I got nothing. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Acer C720 Chromebook Free State of Arkansas. Did I get it right? By the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I'm not really sure because I wasn't listening. I was looking at pictures of my penis.
What? You were looking at pictures of your penis?
Yeah, and comparing of tanness.
Well, I mean, I know that you often, you know, like to say that you're getting fat. So you're saying that you have now gotten so fat that you can no longer see your own penis, that you have to view it through pictures.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, for some reason the chat room is... Well, one person in the chat room is posting pictures of me and my penis.
I think that is a song to me.
I don't even know where they came from because I do not post any naked pictures of myself anywhere.
Now, you know, can I just tell you how angry I am?
I suppose you could.
About your Auto you Awesome video.
Why are you angry about my Auto
Awesome? I'm angry about your Auto Awesome video.
I didn't do it.
Because I figured, all right, well, Adam, you know, uploaded his videos and his pictures and this all the name in Auto. Excellent. I'm going on a trip to Florida, so I'll make sure to take lots of videos of my grandnephew and, you know, all kinds of like different videos and still pictures from the same place. And then Google will make an Auto Awesome for me. No, apparently you have to masturbate to get the Auto Awesome picture because
movie. You should have masturbated then.
No Auto Awesome movie for me of my nephew and, you know.
Well, maybe, you know, what that means is it's not really an algorithm. They have a person sitting you know, picking the most interesting clips. And they're right. Ooh, this one's interesting.
That was interesting because he's masturbating.
I should make a new Tumblr page.
A nude Tumblr page or a new
a
Tumblr?
New.
I was a bit fuzzy there. I'd like to apologize for the audio quality of my voice for the first 3 minutes of the show.
A new Tumblr. A new Tumblr page, and this is what it's going to be. Naked Auto Awesomes.
Naked Auto Awesomes. I think it should be called...
.tumblr.com.
Let's stroke this pic. I think we should call it that.
Because now I'm interested. Has anyone else had this happen? Am I the only one that has had a Naked Auto Awesome?
Let me see.
Hold on.
Just one second. Okay, Kathy Bacon. Are there naked Auto Awesomes for me to see? Let's see. Nope. Apparently, there's no naked Auto Awesomes.
Well, anyway, so you know we haven't said hello to the chat room.
I was busily looking for naked Auto Awesomes. Yes, so please, Adam, go ahead, say hello to the chat room and tell them what is special about tonight's episode.
I would like to say hello to the chat room. So let's see who's in there. Turnip Head, Adam Burns, Daniel Brewer. Good thing they're here.
Yes.
Haunt Cub, It's All About Dan, Nico, Q Sledge, Recovering Wisconsin, Toppy Smelly, Dante, Brian, That Blue Jeans Guy, as opposed to David, That Blue Jeans Guy. It's All About Me, AFK, All About Mark, I guess. MIBVC3MN4.
Yes.
P48 and Ramble Redhead.
Excellent. Excellent.
So, is special because, You've all joined us in our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. Oh, wait. No, that's Ellen. No. It is our 100th episode.
It is. Tonight is our 100th episode. Exactly correct.
We have nothing special at all.
That is not true.
Everyone, look under your chairs. You're all walking away with the take-home edition of the DI Plus game.
Reach into your pants. You get a penis, and you get a penis. Everybody gets a penis, except for the women.
Except Kathy Bacon, I was going to say.
You get vaginas. All right.
Kathy Marshall.
Right. So I wanted to say, no, there is something special tonight. Tonight, you are going to tell what happened.
I'm gonna regale you.
You're gonna regale us with the story of what actually happened on the Adam and Maddie Show 100th episode. Now, earlier tonight, when we said in the pre-show, in the chat room, when I said that tonight was our 100th episode, someone said, "Is that all?" Yeah, I'd like to point out this is the 100th episode of DI Plus. So there were 100 episodes of Adam and Maddie Show that you did before we started the show, and there were, I think, 70 episodes of Dubious Intent before we started the show.
Plus, you've done Callbox 7.
Right. Well, whatever. You know, I was on Live It Up for a while, and you know, whatever. But no, I'm just saying.
You and I together
have done 100 episodes of this show, of this incarnation of the show.
Correct. I mean, together we add up to a lot more than 100 episodes. So yeah, Daniel asked me to tell this story. So Big Fatty, if you make fun of it on your episode, another episode, like the moist cookie story or anything, Daniel asked me to tell this story. I'll try to make it brief. So,
hold on. I'm sure it's just someone calling to wish us a happy birthday. I mean, a happy 100th episode. I'm sure that's what it is. Yes. Hello.
Hey there, boys. This is Scott. You know, Cedar 69 from the Twitters.
Yes.
Host of the Cedar Center podcast. I'm just calling to tell you that Nelson Mandela has passed away.
Oh.
Nikosi Sikaleli, Africa.
Say what?
All right, that's it. Bye bye.
Was that racist? What did you say?
I don't speak African or Afrikaans or whatever the language is.
Swahili,
so I don't know.
Swahili would probably be the language. Anyway, yes, you are correct. Seder, Nelson Mandela has died, and
since Nelson Mandela is such a historic figure, maybe not so much celebrity, but actual historic figure.
Yes.
I am going to go ahead and give him $5.
$5.
I'm making an executive decision because...
Now, I just... Have you your favorite show that you love to listen to? It's All About Me.
Yes.
Have you listened to the latest episode of It's All About Me?
No.
You know, Mark was trying to explain to Caitlin what the celebrity death phone was. He has no clue. He's just all over the road. All over the road.
I couldn't.
Apparently, he, in his mind, when you're the first person to call in for, or maybe it was Ed. I don't remember. It was one of them. They were trying to explain. When you call in on the celebrity death phone, you win a dollar or something. It was really confusing.
It'd have to be Ed because Mark is the one who is a voracious listener of DI Plus. Normally in the chat room. Always mentions both of us. Ed.
Adam Burns is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dubious Intent Plus.
Right, yes.
Exactly. Right, Ed says nothing about us.
Ed says...
Daniel Brewer?
No.
No. Yes, right, exactly.
Because the thing is, because when we first learned, or when I first learned about Mark and Ed...
Yes.
When they were going to come to Pride 48...
Yes.
Have they been to two Pride 48s?
They have, but they've only done a show in one. So they came to the two years ago, and but,
okay,
yes, but they did.
So
their
when
show
we
this
first
year.
Learned about them, it was Ed is the hugest podcast fan, and Ed wants to meet all these podcasters and everything,
right?
And Ed, is having the time of his life and everything. And then since I've started listening and everything, it's really been Mark who seems to be listening to us. Now, maybe Ed just never listened to us,
and that's
a Mark thing.
Ed hates us. And Mark now hates me. For some reason, now Mark hates me. So he's all about you. You're his favorite now.
I tried really hard to make them not like me. But, that's how it goes. Anyway, back to my story. So,
wait, before you go back to your story, I just like to say congratulations, Ed, on posting on you got a job at your old stomping grounds. Congratulations.
So.
Did we explain what the celebrity death phone was? That's the whole point of me bringing them up wasn't just to tease them, was to say, here's the deal. So if you are the first caller for the celebrity death phone every week, if you're the first person to tell us the name of a celebrity who has died and you are not directly responsible for their death, we will give you an entry into a drawing. That's what you're winning. You're winning an entry into the drawing. And at the same time, we increase the pot of the drawing by $1. But tonight, Adam has made an executive decision to raise it by $5 for Nelson Mandela. So what is our grand total of the pot at this point in time?
$21.25.
$21.25. Now, and then next year at Pride 48, we will draw the name of the winner, and they will win the sum total of the thing. And I think this year the winner was Joey L. Boohonker IV. And what did he? How much did he win?
It was like $250
yeah, like
or something.
Bucks. He won $250.
So. Something like that.
Right.
But so back then, last year, we did five every time.
Right, yeah.
Now, if you're RT Cruiser, you average about 75 cents.
Right, because you just call in.
Per entry.
Right. The man that made the quacking noise for the duck in the Affleck commercial died. It's just like, you know.
Is a celebrity actor, actually.
No,
that's
not if
Gilbert
you use
Gottfried, their
name.
Right?
No, it's not Gilbert Gottfried.
Not now, but it used to be.
It might have been. I don't know.
They had to replace him because he told some joke or something. Anyway, okay. So... The Adam and Maddie Show.
And Maddie Show. Now, the Adam and Maddie Show is a show that precedes this show. This was the show starring you, Adam, and Maddie, who was your husband at the time.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And so, I don't know who started first. Well, I mean, I know you started podcasting before I did because you had that other show. But between the two shows, I'm not sure which one started
first. Why does it matter?
First.
Why does it matter?
It doesn't
matter.
Anyway. So, we were coming up on our 100th episode, and everyone knows that I like sexy things. I like nudity. You know, I like hot guys. You know, I mean, who doesn't really?
You like looking at your penis through pictures instead of, you know, in person.
Right. Well, no, not really. I mean, that was the chat room. But anyway, so I decided we were going to have strippers for the 100th episode.
So for an audio podcast.
Doing video at that time.
Oh, you were doing video.
Yeah, and I looked for about half an hour because I didn't think about it. I never think about anything until the day of the show. But I looked, and I could not find the video. Somewhere I have got the video in my archives. I'm sure of it. But I never posted that episode, not the audio nor the video. So the only way that you heard the actual... Now, there is a 100th episode on the site, but it's me explaining a year later or something why we left.
Right. Which wasn't even the whole story.
So the actual real 100th episode has been lost. I would like to find the video of it because they were hot strippers. At least I thought they were. But anyway,
yes.
So we hired a couple of guys or the other guy who was doing the show with us occasionally at that time, Michael. Maybe he knew them because he was one of those older men who has twinks that hang around with him because he has money.
Okay.
Anyway, so he brought a couple of twinks over. It convinced them that, you know, they could strip for us or whatever. So we did the show, and we were going to interview them, and then somehow we were going to get them to strip during the show. And we were doing live video streaming, live audio streaming, and we also were publishing video at that time. So so we go through everything, but everyone's drinking, as happens.
Yes, and not sipping, I might add.
No, some special punch was made, I think. I don't know. And at the time, Maddie was really drinking heavily, more than just when we would record the show, but especially when he felt like he was funnier when, you know, he had had something to drink. So he was drinking a lot. Well, the strippers were sitting there on the couch drinking, and one of them, and we were towards the end of the show. I think one of them had already stripped. We had whatever. And he spilled his drink on the couch. Well, that set Maddie off. I mean, we're in the middle of recording, and it set him off. And I think we might have had to stop it, or maybe he got up and I continued the show with one. I think I continued with one of the strippers, you know, just keeping the audience entertained while Maddie went and, like, I don't know what, cleaned up or something. Well, after we got finished recording, he was just out of his mind, like drunk, whatever. Well, he got mad at them, so mad, he said, they have to go, like, now. He's like, I'm kicking them out, whatever. So he proceeded to yell and scream and have a fit and whatever, and kick them out. So eventually, he was just throwing a big old huge fit. So everyone was kicked out. So that's how our show ended. Well, apparently we left the stream going.
Well, you shut the video stream off.
Yeah.
But you had left the audio stream going.
That's what I've been told.
Yes.
So I didn't know, but I think there were a couple of people in the chat room. I don't know who was, but somebody. I don't remember. I'm sure someone will tell me. So
I was there.
So we So he and I, he came back in after like going downstairs. I mean, he was like following them out, telling them they had to get out and like crazy, like nasty yelling, cussing, whatever. So he comes back up and I'm trying to calm him down, right? So I'm telling him, you know, don't worry about it, whatever. It's not going to stain. We'll clean it up. And he's all drunk. So he's like, they're not respecting us and they're just, you know, all this kind of stuff. Anyway, he was making no sense at all. So I said, you know, really, you're overreacting. It's an honest mistake. I don't understand why you're being this way. Look, you've kicked them out. You know, whatever. They were just trying to help us out and they were here and whatever. And, you know, why are you being this way? Wrong thing to say.
Yes.
So he basically went off on me then. And I don't remember exactly how it all happened, but he started pulling things off the wall and throwing them. He threw equipment, like knocked over the mixer, like started pulling these plates off the wall, these decorative Christmas plates, I think, or something.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Those of us listening had no idea what we heard things crashing.
So he's like throwing shit, and I'm like chasing him around, trying to keep him from throwing stuff. I pull him away. He like breaks the door to the bathroom, and the hinge comes out, and I try to yank him out of the bathroom, and that sets him off even more, and he yanks me and like rips my shirt off. It was like a nice button up shirt, rips all the buttons out, and continues to throw things. And I didn't know what else to do, so at that point, because I wasn't really worried about me. I mean, he never hit me or anything at all during our relationship, so I mean, but I didn't want the entire apartment, like everything in it. He had already thrown plates and bowls and the audio equipment and everything else. So I didn't want to have like no apartment left when he was done with his tirade. So I called 911 and told him, you know, that he was drunk and out of control and I couldn't stop him and he was going to tear everything up and whatever. So all that being said, the police came about 5-10 minutes later. He tried to run away from them. At that point,
which is always a smart move to drunk off your ass.
He just ran down the hall of our apartment complex, but and you know, he was trying to convince them that they shouldn't do anything, and then he started apologizing to me profusely, and they asked me what I wanted them to do, and I felt really guilty. I said, well, he's still drunk, and I don't know what he'll do. I've already called you guys, and he's already damaged like, you know, maybe hundreds of dollars worth of stuff at this point.
At least tens of dollars worth of things.
Possibly.
More money than we have in our current death phone pool.
Yeah, possibly. No, there was, I mean, there was a lot of damage. A friend had to come over and spend a good, you know, half a day or something helping me clean everything up. I mean, everything was sticky because he had thrown things that had the alcohol, the punch in it, and it had gotten all over the carpet and the mixer and everything. And And there were just glass shards all over the floor. So they took him to jail, and he went to jail, and that was the end of the Adam and Maddie show, and that was the end of our relationship as well. Because I figured at that point, after sending someone to jail and it having to come to that point.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to bounce back from that.
Yeah. And so I moved out for a couple of weeks and stayed with a friend to let everything kind of settle down. And I eventually moved back in, but I moved into our second bedroom, which had been the studio. And now, all that being said, he has, just to you know, give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt now, he stopped. That was the last time that he drank that night, and he started going to AA after that. And I think he's, how many ever years it's been, 3 years sober now or something. So
that is good for him.
And he is, you know, he's a sponsor now for other people and all that kind of stuff, and finishing up his college degree. So, you know, everything worked out for him and everything worked out for me. I moved here and started this show, or we started this show, and everything has gotten better for both of us. So
now I was only listening because I had watched the 100th episode, and I was in the chat room. I was watching. I do remember seeing the video, so I was watching it. And then when everything had to get shut off, someone in the chat room said, oh, they left the audio on. And so I switched over to the audio feed, and it was really scary. It was scary from a listener standpoint. To not know what was going on, because I called you later and to make sure everything was all right, because we could hear it up to the point that the police arrived.
Yeah, I think the police said, what's going on over here?
Right.
And then
yeah,
they saw the chat room, you know, that somebody, there's like, who's listening to this? And I didn't even know. Right. I mean, I didn't know.
So we lost it at that point. But yeah, it was frightening. It was scary. So.
So, like I say, I was never scared for myself, but, you know, I don't want to have to be replacing shit, and I don't want to have to explain to the apartment complex why we've, like, knocked doors off of hinges and, you know, have to pay for all this stuff. So, no, we are not going to have... So, Daniel, you need to start throwing stuff. Luckily,
I'm in another state. Right. Yeah, I'm in another state, so me throwing things really doesn't... involved much. Actually, what you didn't know is I didn't actually go on a trip to Florida this past week. I flew to Arkansas.
You're in my closet.
I'm podcasting from within the house. And yeah, I'm going to start throwing things any moment now. I'm going to start throwing things. Wait, hold on. Let's get to this really quickly here. Yes, hello, person.
Hey guys, it's Mark from It's All About Me podcast. I'm calling for the death phone.
Yes.
I'm calling because Danny Wells died at the age of 72. Now, Danny Wells was known as the lovable bartender, Charlie, on the TV show The Jeffersons. He was also played Luigi in the Nintendo video game TV show Super Mario Brothers, alongside Lou Albano. So, again, Danny Wells, 72, died. It's very sad. Bye.
You okay?
Did you ever watch The Jeffersons?
How do I answer that? I don't want to sound racist. I didn't.
Why would you sound racist about watching a show that was on the air before you were even born? So, no, I mean,
well,
it's like...
even when it came on in reruns, I don't know. I don't know if it was... I didn't get it, really. I did not find it funny. So, no, I didn't. I've seen an episode here or there.
Yeah, and I don't remember a bartender. Who was the... He had an upstairs neighbor
Isn't
that was
the Jeffersons
British.
Jeffersons the one they had, like, was it JJ, the tall, skinny one?
No, that was Good Times.
Oh, the Jeffersons is the one
with George and Weezy.
Da, 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 beans
yes.
don't burn on
yes.
the grill.
Yes.
Da, 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 da.
They're moving on up to the
We're
east side.
We're moving on up, yep. moving on
yes,
up.
That. So I have a hard time about this because I don't want to, you know, I guess it was a really popular television show, but the show was, you know, my only knowledge of the Jeffersons is from, you know, syndication years after it actually had aired. So I don't actually know, you know, I don't remember there being a bartender.
So It's All About Me, Mark, says the bar was on the first floor of the apartment building.
I don't know. You know what? I'm up in the air here. I don't know.
It's just a dollar. Who was that again?
That was Mark, who really, really likes...
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
Exactly.
It was All About Me, Mark?
Yes, it was All About Me, Mark.
And it's Danny Wells?
Yes. Okay.
$1.
$1.
He's not getting the $5 that Nelson Mandela got.
Now, remember, Mark, you haven't actually won a dollar. You've won an entry into a drawing for the pot of money at the end of the year. And no,
it's kind of like the rules for being a square.
Right.
If you can get those rules, you should be able to get our rules. Neither one are listed on the website.
Right. And they are all... You know, we just make them up as we go along. Anyway, so what I want to say now, Mark, you weren't actually responsible for his death, right? Because there is a rule. We have a longstanding rule that you cannot be directly responsible for the death of the celebrity. Of course, you know, he could just say that Ed did it or something.
Ooh, he says he'll earn that money. Yeah, I accept mm-hmm. naked massages mm-hmm. for payment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't even want to know. Who would be naked in them? So you being naked and being massaged,
both
or the person
are naked in a naked massage?
Oh, I didn't know. I don't like massages, so I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, you get a really hot guy, and you both get naked, and they're massaging you, and they rub all over you while they're massaging you.
If there was a hot guy that was,
and
naked.
It's all about you, so it's perfect.
Well, okay, but if there was a hot guy who was naked near me, and I was naked also, we would not be massaging. That would not be what we would be doing.
Well, depending on the kind of masseuse that you choose for this, you can end that massage however you would like. Some of them end with a handshake and paying them. Some of them end with a happy ending. They can end however, you know, that is you that is totally up to you.
Now, Toppy Smelly has said twice, he's implied twice in the chat room that the not being responsible for killing the celebrity is a new rule. Nay, go back to whatever the very first show that we did the Celebrity Death Phone on. It was part of the original rules. So.
Yeah, we said that.
Yeah. Because we knew our audience would try to find a loophole somewhere. And what we didn't want to do was to, like, you know, just set off a killing spree of all the celebrities.
We'd be in the new
Another Dubious Intent Plus killing tonight. And someone desperately wanting a $5 entry to the contest. Because, you know, at the time it was $5. You know, and it says a princely sum of money. $5. So, just want to let you know.
You know, some of our listeners have more money than others.
Yeah, true. And I just wanted to say, you know, I just wanted you to tell the story because we oft times reference the tragic 100th episode of the Adam and Maddie story, and we never have really told the story. It's a really depressing story, and you know, there's zero comedy value in it whatsoever. I just
no. The chat room got completely dead. The whole time
of course
they
did because you're talking about an abusive drunk guy, and you know, and it was just. But, you know, it needed to be out there. We just needed to clear the air there to let you know that the Dubious Intent 100 episode, or DI Plus 100 episode, will...
Don't anyone tell him that I said anything.
So
I wasn't allowed to post it.
Whatever. So, you know what? I have audio from at least one of the Pride 48 after shows that I'm never allowed to post. I swear to God, when I die, I can't say that. Someone will try to kill me just so it'll be released.
They'll call the celebrity death phone.
No, I have audio that is clear. It is, I'll just say this, without reservation, the funniest 5 minutes of audio that I've ever been a part of recording ever in my life. On the ground in tears laughing. It was so funny. And I'm not allowed
to. I'm sure it was you and other podcasters drunk off your asses.
Yes, it was. And it was hilarious. I mean, the most hilarious 5 minutes of audio ever, but out of respect for numerous people involved in that, it can never be released.
All right.
Just saying. All right. So I just went on a trip to Florida. I don't know if you knew that or not.
You told me you were going.
Yep.
You said you were the low man on the totem pole.
Low man
so
on the totem pole.
You had to take your vacation for Thanksgiving Thanksgiving.
But the other thing is that it is so... All right. When I lived in South Carolina, I could drive back to Florida, right? So I could hop in the car. I could drive down there. I could be there in 8 hours. So it wasn't fun, but it was something that I could do. I now live 27 hours by car away, so I cannot just drive down to Florida, right? For me to go back to Florida is an ordeal. It requires, you know, several $300 plane tickets to get there. So for Robert and I to fly down to Florida is, you know, a $600, $700 proposition, which granted, you know, is not like the end of the world, but it's not something you just can casually do. When we lived in South Carolina, it was only, you know, a few tanks of gas, right? So it was just
right.
Like, okay,
and,
right.
And when you're supporting a child and two cats, right, you know, the budget gets pretty tight.
So the Toppy wants me to name who the participants in the audio were. Toppy, you have to wait till the after show. Anyway, so I went down to Florida because December, the first part of December, is both my mother's birthday and Robert's birthday. So we decided, you know what, it's better to go down there for birthdays because that way we can just visit with people in a very targeted manner. Whereas if you're down there on a holiday with a lot of family that's in from out of town and everything, it just becomes a big clusterfuck, really. It's just, you know, too many people and, oh, I wanted to see you and, oh, I got to see you, you know, and if you can go down there in a very targeted manner, you can do it. And we were down there. And let me just say this. I bought my mom a Chromebook, which I talked about on the show, to take down there for, you know, to use Lumosity and whatnot. And got down there. Now, my mom has Verizon Fios, however I've heard it both ways. But, it, you know,
Fios.
The fiber optic internet service down there. She has 35 megabits up and down. She has great internet where she's at. And so that's why I had no reservations getting her a Chromebook, right? So I get down there. Her router is just shit the brick. It's like the Verizon router has just shit a brick. It's just blinking lights. The DVR in the other room can't get program guide information and can't like do anything because it can't reach the internet. And so it's like the whole thing is kaput. And of course, there is no Verizon Fios store for me to go to and swap it out. They have to ship a new one. So I had to be down there at my mom's with no fucking internet. Can I just, this is a place, Plant City, Florida, that I was just desperate to get away from when I was a child.
How did you survive? No internet.
Oh my God, I wanted to shoot myself. It was so fucking boring. I was so bored. It was just 4 days of torture. It was so fucking boring. It's like people that don't have internet, I just, I don't know what the fuck they do. It's just, oh my God, I was so bored. Adam, so bored.
Well, did you not have like a trove of podcasts to listen to?
Yeah, but I don't want to sit around and listen to podcasts.
You love podcasts.
I do when I'm driving or when I'm working out, and I wasn't doing either one of those things down there.
Yeah, it's difficult to listen to podcasts when you're doing visiting type things because you can't. You know, you can't listen to audio and be like talking to people at the same time.
So it was just He was really hard. But I had between the boredom, I did have, you know, I got to meet some friends, but meet up with some old friends. And we gave a friends of ours Cards Against Humanity for Christmas. So we got to play Cards Against Humanity with them. That was fun. And we got to see Damien and his dogs, and that was fun. And we got to spend some time with my family, which was fun. But then, you know, we didn't fly back until today. We would have been better off flying back yesterday. Yesterday, I think, would have been the better day to fly out. It's just one of those things, like the fifth day is just like the death knell of any like given vacation. It's like, you know what? I'd rather be back home now.
Time with your mother.
I did. And she's having some serious memory issues that, you know, that one of the best Alzheimer's research centers is right there at my alma mater at USF in Tampa, the Johnny Bird Alzheimer's Center. So she has been going there for testing and whatnot. And, you know, we have lots of, it was really curious. This is going to bore everyone, but it was really curious in the Lumosity testing where she did. She actually tested really well for straight out memory. Like, I'm going to give you here's a card. Now here's another card. Is this card the same as the last one? Is this card the same as the last one? Is this card the same as the last one? She's scored really, really well on those. She also scored really well on just, here's a pattern. Now duplicate that pattern. Here's another pattern. Now duplicate. Here's a slightly more complicated pattern. Now duplicate that. She was really good on that. Where she really, really just bit the dust and couldn't do very well at all was a multitasking one. Where it's like, I'm going to show you, you know, there's going to be a bird that's going to flash somewhere on this picture, and there's going to be a number that's going to come up in the middle of the picture at the same time, and they'll stay up there for 3 seconds. And when they go away, click where the bird was and tell me what the number was. And she got none of them right. She could not. She couldn't do the multitasking thing. So it was very sad. And she does that thing, you know, when she gets, you know, she'll have the same conversation with you again and again and again. You know, it's,
well, my grandfather is going through, they don't know if it's Alzheimer's or just dementia or what it is. He's perfectly healthy. He gardens and works in the yard every day, golfs. Yep. I mean, all of his friends are dying, so he doesn't have as many people to golf with anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My mom plays tennis every day. She's fit as a fiddle.
But he won't remember whether he had breakfast or lunch, or whether he's taken his pills or, you know, I mean, stuff like that. And they haven't quite pinpointed what it is, but they know it's something.
Yeah.
And it's been getting worse and worse and worse. So he won't remember, you know, he'll say something to you, or you'll come in the door and he'll say hi. And then 5 minutes later, he might say hi again and not remember that he said hi to you. So my stepfather goes to see that. He goes there now 4 times a year because both of my grandparents are getting older. And, you know, who knows, one day my grandfather might not remember, you know, who he is or something. So, anyway.
But, you know, on the bright side, you could, you could just get rid of their cable and whatever. Just give them DVDs of like the old Barnabas Jones show or whatever.
Right.
And
then they my grandmother doesn't have any problems. So she probably still would want some. And of course, all they watch is old episodes of Seinfeld anyway.
Well,
I don't think it matters.
I spelled Barnabas wrong, Barnaby Jones.
Barnaby Jones. So did you guys get any snow up there while you were gone?
Actually, yeah, I did. That was, we flew back. That was what I was going to say about the trip, was it was so weird to be back in Florida because we left here. It was 30 degrees. We got down there and it was 80, 84, 85. It was like at nighttime, it got down to the high 70s or whatever. It was just really hot and humid down there. And of course, then today we come back to 18 degree and a couple of inches of snow on the ground. So, but we missed the big storm that everybody came through earlier today in Connecticut. And, it didn't,
now, I know this is going to mean nothing to you because of where you live.
Yes.
But being from Florida, you'll understand this. We got about 10 inches of snow.
Wow.
Which to us, well, first we got freezing rain, yes, which stuck to the road really well.
And was it 10? Was it 10 black inches of snow? Like a big, massive 10-inch black snow?
So, yes, exactly. Something like that. But we got like a half inch of ice, then like an inch of sleet over that. And then all Thursday night it snowed. So we got like 10 inches of snow on top of that.
Wow.
And I was stuck in. Sunday we had one of our Christmas services and I play in the orchestra. So my stepfather, they have snow tires. So he came and picked me up and took me to church and brought me home. And then I had to work from home yesterday. Today was the first day I was able to get out. And I didn't even take my car because I drive a... For anybody who doesn't know, I drive a little BMW Z3, and it needs new tires right now anyway. So there is no way. I mean, you spit on the road, and I'm going to, like, do a 360. you know, right in the middle of the road. So I can't drive that. I mean, so I was like, okay, Mark has never driven on ice or snow or anything because they don't have snow. They don't even.
Yes, we saw the video of Mittens making a snow angel.
Yes.
Yes.
So this is what he does. It snows and he makes a list of things that he's never done that he has to do now that it snowed. Now, this was a short list because there were only two, but.
Right. Was eating yellow snow one of them?
No.
Okay.
He had to make a snow angel and build a snowman. Those were the two things that were on his list. And he not only had to do them, but he needed to know how to correctly do them.
Right.
So he went on he did Google searches for
how to make a snow. So he literally went to his machine and said, okay, Kathy Bacon, how do I make a snowman?
Yes. Something like that.
Thinks you said, how do I make a snowman? Yes.
Anyway, so I thought I waited long enough. I knew it should have already.
Yeah, I
anyway,
know.
Anyway, so we did shovel the driveway as well.
Yeah, now did he mark that off his list?
That wasn't on his list, but someone in the chat room said number three was shovel the driveway. We did do that. And our driveway was the best shoveled driveway in the neighborhood.
Did you win the award? Did they give out awards for that? Like the best snoveled, the best shoveled driveway in the... Hold on, just a second. I have to answer this call really quick. Yes, hello.
Hello, everybody. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy, checking in with the celebrity death phone.
Is this Brian's brother? Is this Brian, that Blue Jeans guy, brother, David, the Blue Jeans guy?
I think so. I never asked if they were related.
Wouldn't that just be weird if they just weren't related at all? Oh, no, it's like a common Minnesota name or something.
Seems that Eleanor Parker is dead at 91. She was famous as the part of the Baroness in the Sound of Music movie, not the more recent live production.
Yes.
So Eleanor Parker, dead at 91. Oh. Hopefully I beat out Archie Cruiser this time and everyone else. If not, oh well, bye.
Okay. Is it amazing how much this segment is starting to sound like the Seder Sphere?
Yes.
That would be the original TV movie cast, not the new live Broadway cast. Was the 17th?
I'm surprised Joey didn't call. Isn't it funny how there are some voicemail messages that I think we should go through sometime? I know we don't have enough time to play all of them in every episode, but we should count the number of times people say dead, died. Something like that, because they don't say it just once. So and so is dead. I'm calling the death phone because so and so died. They're dead. Yes. Let me repeat. So and so is dead. I mean,
right. They want to let us, you know,
when we get a longer message, like a minute and a half, I swear there must be five or six of those just mentioning. I'm like, yes, I know they're dead. You have told me now five times. And then we get they have left the building. They will not be coming down for breakfast.
Right.
They will, you know.
She will not be singing it up. Now,
her last song.
Yeah. And I do not see a single singing credit for her on the Sound of Music movie. So does the Baroness part just not sing? Is that the...
I'm not sure if the Baroness sings. I did. Gunner I watched Parker. There was a Carrie Underwood version.
Now, don't spoil it because I haven't seen it yet. It's been recorded.
I've heard mixed reviews. Did you really record it, or you just?
I did record it. I was just laughing about the spoiling part. It's not like that's like, you know, Apollo 13. Don't spoil it for me. You know, I really want to.
Run away at the end.
Really? Did they escape the Nazis or not? Don't spoil it.
Tour.
Don't spoil it for me because
The Partridge family came from. They get a bus. Right. And then they drive around the states touring. It's the Swiss Family Partridge.
Right.
Okay. Or something.
Hers apparently was just a speaking part, according to our chat room.
I loved it. I think it got mixed reviews, and Mark was telling me that some people online were saying that Carrie Underwood did a horrible job. I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Did she sing the... When I'm feeling sad,
I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel
so bad. I read the New York Times theater critic's review of it. He really, really hated Carrie Underwood's acting abilities. And I was like, you know what? I'm not watching Carrie Underwood do The Sound of Music for her amazing acting chops. I mean, let's get right down to it. Julie Andrews wasn't exactly a stellar actress, but she was a great, you know, singer. And so you kind of, I'm kind of more like a, yeah.
Yeah, well, I loved it. I thought it was really good. I watched it while looking out on the snow. And it was really good. Anyway, what I was going to say, though, today I drove. I didn't want Mark driving, so I drove. And his car is much better than mine. So the compromise was I will drive you to work and then in your car, and then I will drive the rest of the way in your car to mine, and then I'll pick you up this afternoon because I have driven in the snow before.
Right.
And there's no way my car is making it. The only other alternative was him to drive himself and me to work from home again today, but I didn't want him to call me from the ditch.
Right.
So I did that. I get to work, and it's probably like half a mile from the parking lot to the front door. I have two laptops, like my Chick-fil-A breakfast. Oh, I shouldn't mention that. Damn it. Put in another restaurant there. And then I get to the front door. I walk in and I look down. Shit. No badge.
No badge.
It's like 9 degrees outside. So I turn around, go all the way back to the car, another half mile or whatever it is, and get the badge. Resituate my laptops on my shoulder and all that. I didn't want to leave them in the lobby because I didn't want them thinking I was like leaving a bomb there or something. So,
right.
So I, you know, resituate them, grab my food, turn around, lock the door, start towards the front of the car to kind of turn and walk towards the path, and fall the fuck on my ass. I mean, my feet just slipped out from under me.
Oh, is there any video of this that we could watch?
No, there's not. And I was holding a styrofoam cup of Diet Dr. Pepper. My thumb went right into the cup. Diet Dr. Pepper went all over the place. Anyway.
All right.
So it was not good. But we did make it there and back this afternoon. And
excellent.
And but yeah, we still have snow. We'll probably school has been closed for like 5 days now or something.
I am making an executive decision and skipping over that other thing.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it.
I still hear that funky town that Let's Groove Tonight every time I play that song. So, yes, in our technology segment this evening, I believe you were going to talk about something called Google Wallet.
Well, I just wanted to get your, is that not the way you spell wallet?
Yes, I was just being,
oh, okay. Because I'm a horrible speller, so I could have gotten it wrong. But we don't have to take too long, but it was just something that came up, Mark and I were talking about, so I thought I would just throw it in there and get
please,
your opinion.
Please, throw it in there. I've had firsthand experience with Google Wallet.
So I want to know, so a lot of people have been getting invites, which I don't think I've gotten an invite, but I think some people have even gotten emails from Google. Maybe they need better credit than me or something. But anyway, if you have a Google Wallet account.
Yes.
And
why wouldn't you?
Basically, all it is you put money in there and it's kind of like PayPal. You can use it to purchase things. And so if you have one, you can now get a card.
Yes.
So it's very similar to PayPal. You can get a little, it's like a credit. It's a MasterCard, but it's a debit card.
Yes.
And you can use it anywhere. The catch is, though, you have to have money in your Google Wallet account in order to use it. And so, unless you're going to debunk what I have heard on the podcast that I've listened to,
yes,
is that you actually have to have a balance in your account in order to use it. And so maybe you are going to say that is incorrect. If that is correct, I was going to say, I do not see a great value in this, because am I really going to want to turn around and say, wait a minute, let me go put money.
Oh, good heavens. You know, the chat room is pointing out to us that we never actually gave David that Blue Jeans guy.
Oh, I gave him credit.
Who's Brian? Brian, that Blue Jeans guy brother. So Brian, that Blue Jeans guy, please tell his brother, tell your brother David that he did and is indeed entered into the entry there. I'm sorry. So no, I'll tell you this right now. Let me just put it into all this right now. I use my Google Wallet to buy a lot of things. It's linked to my account to buy movies on Google Play and to whatever. There's no money in my Google Wallet balance. I mean, I keep no money in my Google Wallet balance like I do on PayPal. It automatically pulls from my other funding sources, which is my bank account. So it's like
The card, though, specifically the plastic card that you can get now.
Yes, is a debit. Is exactly like
thing?
Yes, exactly like your PayPal MasterCard. If you get a PayPal MasterCard, it will pull from your PayPal balance, but then it will also move to if you have a bank account linked to it, it will move to the bank account.
So I'm not certain what the point is. Like, it seems like a cool thing to have a card that says Google Wallet on
it. No, it's not even that. It is another. I mean, I'll tell you what the important part is. I recently had a problem with my debit card, which is my one and only credit card, that there was a fraudulent charge on it from some company that I'd never heard of before. That was just randomly and very randomly and haphazardly just making like $39 charges, $49 charges, whatever. And I couldn't find any information about this company. And they were in the UK. I had nothing that I had ever done business with. So it was one of those things. It was like I filled out a fraud report with my bank, and my bank was basically like, okay, we'll have to shut down your account and send you another card, and it'll take 7 to 10 days. And then we'll, you know, but we've already approved this charge for this. This is an ongoing recurring charge that they've been approved for, so we can't do anything without shutting down your card. Where if it was on a Google Wallet card or if it was on my PayPal card, I could easily cancel those and live 7 to 10 days without it, because then I would have my other fund. But that's my debit card and my bank. So it's like me shutting that down and not having that card for 7 days means I can't withdraw cash. I can't buy gas at the gas station. You know, it was like that was a major fucking inconvenience. I actually ended up having to go and open another bank account and waiting for that to get. This was also right before Pride 48. So it was like really annoying because anyway, it was just. Long story short, if I had, it's another way to misdirect your card, because then all I would have had to do on my Google Wallet thing was basically request a new card. And so if it was down for 7 to 10 days, I would just go fall back to using my other card.
Right. So I don't know. I'm thinking about getting one, but apparently Mark already got one.
Yeah.
So.
And the thing is, the other thing is, you know, everyone's going crazy about this coin thing, which is you can consolidate credit cards into your wallet or whatever. You can do the same thing with this. You can consolidate a bunch of different cards down to this one Google Wallet card. And you have your smartphone on there with the internet, so you can simply go right there and switch how it's funded on the fly as you're like, no, I want to now fund it from this. I want to fund it from this. And then you use it to buy dinner or whatever. So anyway, I'm all for it because it gives me another layer of protection against, you know, some erroneous charge or something that I can then shut down.
All right.
But
go out and get your Google Wallet card.
The other thing that I wanted to, and it's free, but the other thing that I wanted to talk about in the Whoosie Watch It thing with the Scooby-Doo is my, the Chromebook. I really, really kind of miss the Chromebook now. It's like I was, you know, I had to set it up for my mom, and so I was using it and whatnot. I'm very impressed with the little Chromebook. I'm seriously, the only drawback to me is the size of the screen, which I do not care for that small of a screen. And I have a 17-inch notebook that's probably a little bit past its prime that I could probably put Chromium on and use it as the Chromebook or whatever. But I was actually very, you know, I did not take a laptop with me this trip to Florida. I just used the Chromebook, and it was perfect. I mean, I could watch Amazon videos. I could watch Netflix videos. I mean, it was a pain in the ass at my mom's house because the internet was out. And so I was having to use a tethered phone and eating up my bandwidth. But the point is that it was, the Chromebook is actually really nice. I mean, I would say for 9 out of 10 people, it's all you need, because that was the problem. My mom has a Windows machine, but then there's all these Windows updates that need to get installed. And there's all this spyware that gets installed on it. And she doesn't know how to click on this. You know, she gets confused and clicks on this window and that window, and all kind of shit gets put on her computer and everything. The Chromebook is so nice and simple. There's no way for her to, you know, put malware on it or whatever. It boots up in 6 seconds from a dead, you know, nothing, but it stays in sleep mode most of the time. And then you just flip it open and it's up and running in 2 seconds. And there's her email right there. There's all the stuff that she does is right there. So I can't say enough good things about the Chromebook. My only, if you're thinking about getting a Chromebook though, I would like to advise you against the 2 gigabyte model. Go for the 4 gigabyte model, because there really is a difference in the amount of system RAM that's on it. Now, that's not the amount of hard drive space that's on the actual machine, because those are 64 gigs. That's different. What I'm talking about is the actual RAM. Make sure that you go for the 4 gigabytes of RAM instead of the 2 gigabytes of RAM. So what are you laughing at in the chat room?
Oh, Dan, that picture of the person slipping.
The picture of the person slipping.
Yeah, it's a photo posted right after you posted the Tumblr link.
Oh, okay. Well, why is it? Why did he do that?
Because I said I had slipped in front of my car.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see. Never mind. You know what? This is why we don't do a video show. That's what I'm trying to say right there. Why we don't do a video show.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it.
The new. I'm gonna do all these really quick. I know there's three, but it's the 100th episode. So
I need to set down my thing. I need to get that going. Maybe you could write it in Python.
Write what in Python?
The little countdown timer.
And there, we don't have a specific time. But anyway, police were called last night. We don't have birthdays. We do not have birthdays.
Oh, we have no.
DI Plus is 100 episodes old. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Police were called last night to a South Carolina residence to break up a fight between relatives who pushed and yelled at each other over the decorating of the family's Christmas tree. According to a sheriff's report, the fight began around 10:30 p.m. and involved three women who lived together at the Spartanburg home. The dispute between the women, aged 76, 61, and 24, was triggered due to the Christmas tree being decorated by two of the females while the other female was at work. I guess they left her out. I don't know. A male relative subsequently arrived at the residence to try and calm the three females down, but was unsuccessful. When questioned by a sheriff's deputy, all four family members admitted to pushing each other and getting in their faces. While nobody was injured during the fracas, medical personnel were summoned to examine the 76-year-old combatant since she was concerned about her blood pressure.
I'm lost. Where does the fight come in?
They don't really expound on it other to say that they left one of them out. So maybe they were like, how dare you decorate the tree without me? It's a family tradition.
Oh, Jesus. I would be like, oh, thank God you decorated the tree without me, because that's a pain in the ass.
Exactly. So here's another one relating to snow, because we had 10 inches of snow, as I mentioned.
Yes.
But we have no snow plows here in North Arkansas.
That's just wrong. We had barely an inch or two today, and all the snow plows were out, like, everywhere today.
Yeah, no, we have no snow plows. 10 inches of snow, and it's been on there since Thursday. Anyway, because it has not gotten above freezing until today. Anyway, a snow plow driver in Norway was astonished to uncover a drunk cyclist while clearing heavy snow from a bike path.
Yeah, I was plowing my snow in Norway, and I found cyclists under the snow.
The man, who drives a plow for a local council contractor, was clearing away snow in Nøtterøy, south of Oslo. He says, I saw some handlebars poking out of the snow.
At first, I thought it was a mustache, but then I realized it was a...
Suddenly, my Norwegian is turning Swedish. I'm lost in my things there.
You're going to turn into the Swedish chef from...
Hurdy, 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 hurdy,
hurdy, hurdy. When I got closer, I saw that there was a man on a bike completely covered by snow. I also noticed that the man was wearing a reflective vest.
But how could you have noticed that he was wearing a reflective vest if he was completely covered in snow? What you're saying is that he was mostly covered in snow because you were still able to see the reflective vest.
Well, he must have pulled him out of the snow.
Now you're making assumptions that are not in the story.
The driver immediately called an ambulance, who took the unconscious man to hospital.
See, he could not have pulled him out of the snow. He could not have pulled him out of the snow because he immediately called.
Where he recovered from a severe chill. The buried man, a 26-year-old from the nearby island of something I can't say, told police he had no recollection of what had happened. He said the last thing he remembered was riding home from a friend's house.
Riding home from eating a brownie.
Yes, he had probably been out on a piss-up? I don't know.
That would be... Yes.
Asterisk, 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 up.
Yes.
Which may have contributed to the ride ending the way it did, the police's something said.
I think it's one of those things where, like, piss is a bad word in their world.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say piss.
But shit is not. It's like they say shit all the time on TV. Oh, I got to go take a shit. That's
so
that's
finally
not.
In the news.
Yes.
And I wish we had the clip. I could not find it in time.
Oh, my God.
But anyway. An Arizona couple has been charged with assault and disorderly conduct after arguing with the McDonald's employees and throwing food at them. The husband and wife claim their breakfast order was missing hash browns.
Dare they?
So they called 911 because that's of course what you do.
Right? Is this Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone? Is that one of the people involved here?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I am going to write an angry letter. I'm going to make a phone call, an angry phone call about my missing hash browns.
Yeah. So
we have the 911 call. Do you want to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
It's never not funny.
So they said, Well, at least we had that clip, because we had to have some nostalgic clip in the 100th episode. In other news,
yes,
a woman offered sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
For chicken McNuggets, right.
But they said they had no other choice because managers were not helping them. The couple, an employee, and a customer all called 911 during the incident.
Yes.
And you can apparently listen to 911 calls in the video player by clicking here.
But we've already done that.
Huh?
We've already done that.
Right. Michael and Nova Smith say they ordered a number 2 and a number 4 from a McDonald's in Mesa, Arizona. They say the meal should have come with hash browns, and when they realized they didn't get the items, Nova went inside to confront managers. It's a meal! Just like you should get fries with your hamburger, you should have got our hash browns with our breakfast sandwiches. She says they refused to give her hash browns or her money back. That's when she threw her food in their direction.
So she's upset that she didn't get some of the food, so she took the rest of her food that she did get and threw it back at them. This was not a wise move. I could almost see it if she like jumped over and grabbed some food to bring it back onto her side to try to like balance out her perceived, you know, inequity there. But no, she like voluntarily gave up the food that she already had.
The McDonald's employees admit the McDonald's management admits their employees made a mistake, but say they were trying to fix the situation when a bag of food was thrown in their direction.
Ma'am, we'll handle this. All right, fine.
That's it.
All right, so that's it. And we don't have birthdays this week. Although someone points out that it is Kingsley's birthday today, but by the time this gets posted, he'll be another year old.
Happy birthday, Kingsley. Right.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact, let's make contact.
Excellent. We have several phone calls here this evening that are not death phone related. Let's get to them, shall we? Shall we, Adam?
Yes, we shall.
We shall. Let's go right here to this very phone call. Hello.
Hey, Adam, Daniel, this is Jay, otherwise known as Blank Guy Jay.
Yes.
And I'm out here listening. Just wanted to say happy 100.
Aww.
So I love listening to you guys and just enjoy the show every week.
Aw, thank you, Jay.
Keep doing it. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Someone told him that we didn't think he was listening anymore.
I am not going to say anything other than thank you so much, Jay, for calling.
Yes, thank you, Jay. And I didn't see where the dog situation settled out at.
And I miss your old dog.
Yeah, but he still gets to go and see the old dog. But the new dog, because he's gone through like 3 of them, right? Was it three or did the second one stick? I think it was they had to yet again switch him out to a third one.
Really? You've made 2 other dogs homeless now?
No, they just had some problems. But
we're on the 3rd homeless dog.
No, I think he's all done at this point. I think he's got a new dog that is suitable. You know, it's not like a pet, Adam. He needs to find one that actually works with him. It would be stupid.
Maybe he's hard to work with.
That's what it is. Jay is very difficult to work with. Anyone will tell you that. Not to his face. They won't tell you that to his face. But they will tell you, you know, there's one thing about Jay. He's very difficult to work with. No, I don't know that to be true at all. And if I were to say that Christina from nowhere said that, I would be, you know, gossiping. I won't say I'll be lying, but I'd be gossiping is what I really want to say. All right. So thank you for calling, Jay. And we love to hear from you. Thank you. You know what? We told him at Pride 48 that he needed to call us again. And I think this is the first call he's made.
I think it is.
He might have called in for a celebrity death phone. I think I did see his name on a celebrity death phone list one week.
That's the reason we reinstituted that, because no one called.
Right. We like to get the phone calls from 2 people.
Unless we pay our listeners or give them the chance of a paycheck.
Right. We bribe.
The economy is so bad.
Right. Anyway. So, in the chat room is assuring you that the dogs will be matched with other people, that they are no longer, they're not homeless. They were just not a good match.
I say they're homeless.
I'm trying to say it. Whatever. You're just trying to stir up stuff right now. Let's go
to
our next.
Grinding them up. To make hash browns.
Really? Really? Let's go to our next phone call. It comes in from this person right here. Hello.
Hey, Daniel and Adam. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy, calling to congratulate you on 100 episodes of DI Plus.
Why, thank you, David.
It was really great listening to you guys each and every week, and such an honor to meet both of you in Vegas this year. And all kidding aside, I do love you guys very much, and Hope that you continue for many hundreds more.
Many.
So, I'll be listening to you tonight. And until then, this is David at Blue Jeans Guy. Talking with you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, David the Blue Jeans Guy. Or Brian the Blue Jeans Guy. Same thing.
Well, Brian, I will be happy to do many hundreds episodes.
This wasn't Brian. This is David the Blue Jeans
David,
Guy.
David. Yeah. Whoever. I mean, Blue Jeans Guy. Somebody with the last name, that Blue Jeans Guy.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, it was an honor to meet you as well. Even though I may have gotten your name incorrect, I know it now. Now, Daniel, on the other hand, may not want to do hundreds more episodes because he gets tireder and tireder the older he gets.
I don't understand what that means. What does that mean?
Nothing. I'm just nothing. We are honored that we met you as well. Thank you.
Was that your real hair? Anyway, let's move on to our next one. Because he had like this huge afro. I couldn't tell whether he like had the huge afro.
Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, like this huge afro the first day or two, and then you know he got it shaved off.
Huh.
I'm just saying. All right, let's go to our next phone call. That comes in from this person right here. Hello.
Hey there, Adam. Hey there, Daniel. This is Scott, Sanders 69, host of the Tater Spirit Podcast.
Really?
Daniel, you're like some kind of a bastard telling people that Santa Claus doesn't exist. I have always wanted to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade
yes.
and watch it.
Yeah,
and now I know it's just a lie because of
is,
you.
Yes.
Thanks.
Right. Yeah.
Next, you're going to tell me is the Tooth Fairy doesn't exist.
Well, I would never do that.
I still want to go, though. I still want to do the Thanksgiving Day Parade one day, although it's goddamn cold. All right. This is the theater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
You know, the irony there is you could go and see the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and you would enjoy it. If you like a parade, it's a great parade. There's no singers on the floats. There's just floats. And there's balloons. And there's marching bands that play like a normal parade. They don't stop every 5 minutes or, you know, every 30 seconds and, like, do a number for you or whatever. It's a regular parade. So if you enjoy a parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day is a wonderful parade. But the TV thing that they show you is nothing more than just a staged spectacle of weirdness. So that's all I'm trying to say.
I hate parades. I don't care to ever go to any parade ever. Unless
what?
They pay me money.
Oh, well, I was going to say, what if you were going to march in a parade or something? Anyway, go ahead. I was going to say thank you, Scott, for calling. But no, you stepped all over that. So, you know, whatever.
Thank you, Scott, for calling. We really appreciate it.
Oh,
we
I see.
That
you were just trying to, you were just trying to steal
airlines.
My line is what I was doing, what you were doing. You were just trying to steal my line.
No, I was going to say, we understand that you have other choices in podcasts. And we are so happy that you've chosen our podcast today. You know why I did that?
Why?
What's the theme of his show? What is the whole, like, thing of his show?
Bad musicals and...
No, that they're like airline. They're like an airline.
Well, I never got that before. Really?
They have the ding dong and all that kind
oh,
of stuff.
What,
and
oh,
the,
is that what that is? I never realized that.
Oh, come on. You knew that.
Anyway. Next, you'll tell me that the Tooth Fairy doesn't exist. All right, let's move on to our next one here. Let's come on. Hello.
Hi, this is Larry. Also,
hi.
He's like, I wanted to wish you a happy 500th episode.
No.
You guys
no,
have
no,
done
one,
such a great
one,
job.
One,
have a
one,
nice day.
One,
bye.
100. 100. We haven't done 500.
We don't do 5 episodes a week. Just because Big Fatty has done 1,500.
He's done more than 1,500.
Well, now, but I mean, he recently celebrated 1,500 episodes.
Hey, let me ask you this philosophical question. By the way, thank you, Q Sledge, for calling. But it was just 100 episodes. But thank you very much for calling. Now, let me ask you this philosophical question. If Big Fatty had actually stopped doing shows at 750 and then just started repeating them, would anyone... It's like a tree falling in the forest. Would anyone really know? Has anyone ever actually listened to all 1,500s of them? Or has he just like maybe like repeated a few here and there?
I'm sure that there is someone out there like Kathy Bacon or someone like that who has listened to all 1,500.
I don't think that's possible. You would go insane. Now, if you've listened to all 1,500 in turn, like day by day, then yeah, I could understand that somebody, you know, there's probably a lot of people out there that have listened to all 1,500 plus
right.
episodes. But what I'm saying is that a lot of people come to the show late, right? Or a lot of people, oh, I missed a few months and now I got to, you know, try to catch up. Because trying to catch up with Fatty Show is hell. I mean, trying to catch up with Fatty Show. So when you get behind on Fatty Show, and I say this from experience because, you know, I wasn't listening to it on my trip. So now I've got I left on Thursday, so I heard that one. So I've got last Friday and Monday and Tuesday, and tomorrow I have Wednesday. So that's 4 Fatty episodes that I'm going to have to try to catch up, you know, on while driving into work. That is going to be sheer torture driving into work.
Well, if it's torture, why are you listening to it in the front? I mean,
talk about me, and I will need to know that.
Some people might say it would be sheer pleasure, sheer unadulterated.
There's not a single listener of the PFO that has ever, ever said that it was a sheer pleasure to listen to it. I'm serious. You would never find anyone to ever say that. There are people that might say they found it entertaining or that it's unique or that it is certainly a habit or that something they would do, but never, ever, ever would they say that it was a sheer pleasure. I'm just saying.
I'm currently 7 episodes behind.
Oh, dear God.
On his. See, you would think that having snow days that, you know.
Yeah, I know. You should have caught up. You would have known. I know that we were on the front of last Thursday's show because I heard that on the way to the airport.
You would think that. But no, I was sitting on the couch with Mark for 4 days and I can't be listening to podcasts because I'd be ignoring him. So we basically watched 2 seasons of a show that I will tell you guys about next week.
Yes, you will. Because I cut you off on that. All right. So thank you guys for all the contact. I believe that is our contact. So I'm going to get us out of this segment real quick.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. So, we can talk about next week. I watched several movies this past weekend. So I am flush with movies that I can talk about next week, too. I watched, just a little teaser, I watched Superman and Man of Steel. Did you watch
it? Seen it.
Okay. So we can talk about that. And I watched Frozen.
Have not seen that.
Okay, we can talk about it. It was actually very good. I liked it a lot. And then I went and saw Thor 2. And I seen that too. I wasn't very fond of that. But we can talk about that next time.
Well, we should just have an analysis show where we analyze the shit out of movie and TV shows because I know everyone loves those.
Well, everyone except Turnipad.
Oh, well. Why doesn't he like that?
I was trying to set it up for you.
I understand,
because I don't have it in front of me.
I don't have it in front of me.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter, Daniel.
Why?
If he likes it. Because Turniphead stepped away.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
You know, I
have
outlasted all your other co-hosts.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a contest, but...
And yeah. I plan on being here for hundreds more, so...
Yes.
You guys just live with it.
Right.
Alden, eat your heart out.
He doesn't.
Bitch.
He doesn't listen anymore. I was down in Tampa. He didn't didn't even say, hey, let's go eat. Or anything like that.
He doesn't eat anymore. He's like a health nut.
he's like a health nut.
He probably eats like twigs and berries and like does push-ups while eating.
Whatever happened to Guru Nudie? I haven't heard of it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right.
He's nude.
Right. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David. Happy 100th.